Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty calm day. I like those. We could use more of them. Still plenty to report, though. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. We've got another 2022 candidate for U.S. Senate who supports UBI, this time from Florida. Alan Ellison supports UBI and universal healthcare, though his website offers no real specifics. Check him out at the links below. Scott Santens will be joining others in a virtual UBI town hall this Thursday, the 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern. They'll be discussing different models of UBI and how to make it a global initiative. You can sign up to contribute to the conversation at the link below. Scott has also made a collection of all his links for social media, UBI info, etc. I highly recommend bookmarking his frequently asked questions for UBI, as it's basically a one-stop shop for answering any and all concerns. The Citizens Basic Income Trust, a UBI advocacy group that's been working the problem since 1984, has launched a new podcast called Let's Try UBI. The first episode hosts Guy Standing, Johnny Douglas, and Annie Miller. Check it out at the link below and follow the trust on social media. Claudia Somm, macroeconomics expert, author of The Somm Rule, and previous member of the Federal Reserve and Council of Economic Advisors, has joined the Jane Family Institute as a senior fellow of guaranteed income. Welcome to the team, Claudia. No social movement ever happens as fast as people would like or even need, but people in all circles of society are continuing to move toward UBI. The progress is undeniable. We just need to keep pushing government to turn it into action. On that note, Humanity Forward has started a new brief update regimen called Cash Relief Roundup, where Greg Nassif talks about what the organization is working on. I'm pretty happy about this, as they asked a while back what we'd like to see more of from the social media, and my response was more discussion of what exactly they're working on. So far, they've had a couple of roundups and said that they're currently focused on lobbying Congress to keep the child tax credit reform monthly and to make economic stimulus automatic, kicking on or off without Congress, based on thresholds in economic measurements like unemployment. You can always find the Cash Relief Roundup on Humanity Forward's Twitter account, and I'll probably report them here unless it seems redundant. Andrew's campaign announced a new initiative they're launching now to help people navigate the labyrinthine vaccine system in New York called Get Out the Vax. Dr. Cass is assisting. The campaign's infrastructure will be used to inform the public, and volunteers will assist people in navigating the website, both in person and via multilingual phone banks. New York's vaccine information and appointment system has been widely criticized, even prompting an independent resident to create his own unofficial alternate website, which many people are now using. So suffice it to say, this campaign is probably needed. You can sign up to join the Get Out the Vax team at the link in the description. Finally, the Vilcek Foundation, which raises awareness of immigrant contributions in the U.S. and fosters appreciation of the arts and sciences, has refreshed their award page from last year. If you recall, Yang won the award for excellence in public service, which comes with a $100,000 prize. From Vilcek's president, quote, "Andrew Yang is a changemaker with refreshing pragmatism. His dedication to ideals and his hands-on approach to public service can be seen in every endeavor he has undertaken, from his work in the startup world to his critical examination of automation and the labor force in the United States, and to his drive to address systemic economic inequality. These stand out as just a few examples of his leadership." End quote. Congrats, Andrew, and everyone who has supported him in our cause. Well deserved. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out Ellison, the UBI Town Hall, and the UBI Podcast. Bookmark and share Scott's FAQ. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the ResistBot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.